All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, I am a hardcore Nietzschean.
Oh, of
And
course.
and one of the first rules of Nietzsche Club is when you stare into that void, that bad boy, he stares back.
Yes.
But the first rule of that rule, sub rule, like lowercase a, is you have to stare into the void.
So
So I stare into the
there,
void a lot.
yeah, okay. Sorry, I had to diagram that sentence. Right. Der Wille zur Macht, yes.
Yes, and indeed, er sprechen de Übermensch, as said by the master. So I suck, and I like to look into the void a lot, and be seen reading this stuff. I'm going to, and I figured the void, like, I give so much to the void. I look into it. I spend a lot of time staring at it. What if we reach in and see what comes out? What if the void gives back?
I thought we rode the elevator down for a very long time. I didn't know you had your own void.
Yeah, I got a void.
Yeah.
We bought a void.
It's
It came with the apartment.
okay.
It's one of the reasons my rent is so cheap.
Okay, yeah.
Because
because it's howling, yawning maw adjacent. Okay.
it's a snoring maw. Like, roars fell into it, and the roars that came out, I don't know, man.
It was almost exactly the same, but his black and white spots were inverted.
Yeah, I had a good roar. I had a good Janet. Now I got a bad Janet, but in the world of roars. So let me go ahead and reach your. I don't want to do it though. You reach your arm in there.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just roll out this sleeve here, and then oh, wait, I got something. Oh, it feels like a hand. Oh, what's? Wait, Gary, grab on, help! Brace me.
Okay,
pull this out. Two, three. Wait a minute.
Ugh, that stuff tastes god awful.
It's our good friend Serg slash.
You've been slurping void, Serg?
Where do you think I find half the games I suggest? I just dive into this bad boy once a week.
Oh man! Well, it's finally something directly from the Serg's hand. What do you got for us this time?
I actually saw a dude in there today. Some guy named Dennis handed me a DS card.
God, will you, Cole?
Let me try and get.
Will you
the
fucking talk to your level co-host and tell him to like. Get this shit.
He's the person I know who would be least clean. Likely to be in the. Ooh, licking it, huh? Yeah, slurp.
It still
different.
Tastes bad. I don't know why I did that.
Different Dennis. Okay, this is Dennis D is on the back here. Property of Dennis D. Please destroy. Let's
oh,
lick.
God, I licked the wrong one. Let me lick the other side.
Here, let me get some too. Don't Bogart.
All right.
We're like those lizards that surrounded that melon. On the YouTube video, make Yoshi noises while we lick this filth.
I can put in some Yoshi noises, but it'd be much better if you made them, Gary.
I can.
Okay.
There. Yeah. Oh, okay. You got to read this. It says from the. Oh, it doesn't say Toot Human. It says from the makers of Toot Human.
Mm-hmm.
X-Man Destiny.
Shit.
Huh. Shit. This is the heart sound of my heart breaking.
Spot the exact instant that it happened.
It happens. It's exactly when it's earlier than you think. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And I'm Fletcher. Hello.
Hello, aka Serg. We'll go back and forth on that.
Yeah.
It happens.
Serg has a brand identity.
Yeah.
This is our first Patreon Abject Suffering guest. Episode
no.
after
John.
After John's.
Say what?
The our first I is our first one after John's.
Yeah,
aka the second inaugural.
it's the first one where we are not under some kind of conceit of being truckers while we play.
Yeah, that was a real like, okay guys, let's pretend to be X-Men during this one though. snicked.
Let's all splice some juggernaut genes in.
Yeah. I think this is a dreadful euphemism, man. Like,
let's splice some jug genes. Oh, we got gene slammed again.
We keep getting gene slammed.
Yeah.
It's not gene slammed. So Sirg picked this game through generous support through Patreon. And I feel a little bit bad because you had another game, but then we were talking about this and you're like, I'll switch my pick. And I was like, man, I got
to
play
Dex. This was probably much easier to deal with than what I had. So,
and it's just like, you know, this will be a rip roaring good time. Also, my heart literally broke. So it was very sad that how bad this was because I really, like, I love the X-Men.
Yeah, you, like me, probably were hoping for a Secret Redemption. Like, oh, at the very least, this might just be like a serviceable, like, X-Men Legends kind of thing, right?
That's what I wanted.
Oh, no, I warned you off before we even touched this. This was not going to be serviceable.
This doesn't end the way you think version. It does. Yeah, I didn't get to play. There's a bunch of different versions. Well, I was expecting, Sarah, because you have a reputation for playing bad games, and I don't feel like I'm telling tales out of school.
So no, absolutely not. That's pretty much my brand. You weren't kidding.
Just thinking, have you played the PS2 Fantastic Four X-Men Legends knockoff?
No, I need to find it because I've been preparing for a project on licensed games, good and ill.
Mm.
And so a lot of that PS2 Wii era is incredibly hard to track just because there was such a glut.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff there. Like, if I hadn't looked it up earlier today, I would think that I had dreamed it, like the Fantastic Four X-Men Legends knockoff. But like, it's based on the movies. It's all the character, you know, it's movie continuity.
I'm actually going to write this down and find a copy later.
I wanted that or better. Like, imagine an X-Men Legends where like you can't change characters and you're stuck with the movie versions of the Fantastic Four. And I was like, I would like that. I would accept that. Please give me that.
Right.
I mean, that's please. X-Men Legends PC. They had mods for that.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna be the Joker in like half of them for some reason. It was like Freedom Force.
God, no kidding.
But like that's what I wanted. And instead we get this, which is like out of the things we've done for the show that failed, this is such like such a good premise. Like it feels like a can't lose premise. Because like the first X-Men Legends game, like you start as a new recruit. So you have your point of view character to learn all this X-Men shit. Like that's smart. Mm-hmm. In this one, the way that I remember first reading about this was like making your own X-Men. And I was like, holy shit. Like, do I get to design a mutant and have them join the X-Men? Because this is like what I thought about before going to bed from like roughly when I was 12 years old to when I was 37.
To present day. Yeah.
Yes. Like,
the pitch is great.
So good. Like I really, really wanted that. And then, I played this at the I think the last PAX that I went to.
Oh, wow.
It was a little booth and it was like, I was like, cool, like X-Men, you know, and sat down and played it for a little while. And like the handler, like the promo person who was there was like trying to explain to me all the powers. And I just like, couldn't, I was like, these three people I get to choose from suck. And these powers suck. And I'm not designing, you know, making my own power or anything. Like I was expecting something like the Mutants and Masterminds tabletop game or something like that. Mm. And it's not.
Hell, DC Universe Online has a better power creation system and it gives you the same, you know, three branch choice. Mm-hmm. It also does better things with the hero villain system. Did we mention this game has a morality system?
Oh, because every mutant has a choice, you know, in universe, right? Like mm-hmm. in the world of X-Men, you know, it is a complicated system, you know, determining how mutant kind fits in. So it makes sense if you can roll your own X-Men, you would be able to decide, you know, do you actually side with the X-Men or do you side with the Brotherhood? Right. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just present both of these choices and let me consider the outcomes, consider what you're asking me to do and like mull over the philosophy. Nope.
Yeah. It's not really that. And regardless of which you just kill a lot of church guys, like a lot of religious zealots.
Yeah.
You just fight mobs of purifiers over and over, and then you're going to beat up Wolverine or Gambit or Sabretooth, and it's always a good guy, bad guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like the BioShock Infinite of I was going to say of bad games, but like, bada-bing! It's the morality system sucks. The powers thing, like, I stay on that for just a second before we move on. Like, my jaw dropped when one of the powers was energy projection. So fucking bland and stupid. And then I was like, the Shadow Force?
Pew pew blast cool. Blast? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can do blast like every X-Man. And then like it was like shadow manipulation. That sounds cool. And then when I played as like the shadow manipulator or whatever, you still just do like little short charges and have little blades. Like you fight the same as you fight as any of the guys, really.
It's just the color of your ability.
Yeah. And I assume density manipulation also follows that same like, kind of.
Density manipulation is such a cool idea for a power.
You get a different ultimate and a couple of later game things, but you don't use them much because you can pretty much just punch out most of the mobs.
Yeah.
And just wade in and just like attack. And like they do. One of the things that I'll say that's like nice about this game is that like usually when you're fighting those big, like they're all too samey, the big arena fights, but usually like an X-Man or somebody's there fighting along with you and it feels kind of cool. You know, like you're fighting and then like Iceman flies by and freezes some guys next to you and then does cool stuff. But I had the realization partway through that I was like, why am I not doing that?
Yep.
Like, Nightcrawler's teleporting around doing all kinds of cool shit. Like
that's
exactly, previous games let me do that.
That's exactly the moment that broke my heart. Okay. The time when I knew this was not going to be a good experience was in the opening when they said, oh, and after all of those natural disasters happened. That's the way they say it. After all of those natural disasters, cool guys, cool specificity. But no, when I was fighting alongside Nightcrawler and he was bamfing around doing a lot of cool stuff, and then I'm just tappa tappa tappa.
Yeah.
And then
so I'm just gonna throw this out there. Nightcrawler is the best partner you get in the entire game because he teleports.
Okay.
Because most of the time the AI is going to get caught in level geometry.
As the enemy and the ally path to each other, like they just can't do it.
No, like they will literally get stuck in a wall and start trying to fight from there.
Be fair, if you've read your X-Men, you know Cyclops does that a lot. Like Kitty Pryde comes up and phases him into a wall. This isn't funny. just like I'm not laughing.
There are just later fights in the game where you'll have three or four AI X-Men or Brotherhood with you, and always they will run for the first polygon that traps them and just start swinging from there.
Yeah,
like a reverse Katamari. Like just
yeah,
roll me up.
and we don't usually talk about like a lack of polish, right? But like that's unfucking sustainable.
Well, it's super unsustainable. But then the worst part about this is like usually with a game that's good that has that kind of thing, there's high highs and low lows. Like you could be like, well, the AI is super janky, but it actually has a really compelling like power system.
Right.
And this doesn't. Like the high there's no high highs to this really. Like I played it for about 2 hours and like looking at a long play, I was about halfway through.
Yeah.
And like,
there's no real GameFAQs gold for this. The, if you do a print screen on the FAQ, it is 4 pages long.
Yeah. It's shorter than this fucking article we're going to talk about
this
here.
Game is and, 10 hours tops, except the DS version.
Right.
Yeah. If you're doing everything, like it's very, very short. It's very, very slight. I was just expecting something to kind of grab onto. Even the writing, because this is written by like Mike Carey, who is a legit comics writer. Like Mike Carey isn't a bad writer. Like, he's good.
The scenario for this isn't terrible. Like, okay, we're post Xavier. Like, there's an apartheid state kind of thing set up in San Francisco. What happens after a huge act of terrorism? Okay.
Well, Mega Mayor shows up. Mega Mayor turns into a robot and like fights everybody. So
I only played a half hour. I played up to the first Nightcrawler fight, and then so when you're doing those arena fights, like 10 enemies left. Okay, 10. And then when
it counts down, telling you can't leave this room until you've killed X Men.
Oh well, that's what the X Men stands for.
Solve for X. But is that a cool philosophical question? No.
No. Solve for X. Why? It's why.
Yeah. Why do I have to solve for X?
Yeah.
No. This is a whole who's on first. It's just like Dennis Dyack. We should get him in here. Let's bring him in.
Do
and
not
have
invoke
a...
Dennis Dyack.
I can't wait for the 45-minute long YouTube response video to this episode of this podcast. Like
we're all going to be debating him. That's how this goes.
I am so thankful that we are not big enough to warrant that guy. But who knows? Who knows how petty this man is?
Bob wasn't when he first went after him.
The amount of pettiness is pretty petty.
Yeah.
What the hell is Dennis doing? One of his guys got arrested for child molestation and his company imploded.
Yeah. I mean, Dennis is currently in the process of saying, hey, you know that Eternal Darkness successor that we've not been able to fund? What if we made that a multimedia thing with movie and television as well?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
That's
I'm just imagining Dennis Dyant's Quantum Break now, and it hurts me.
Yeah, that's really intense. He doesn't like, this is a weird company though. Like when you look at Silicon Knights, because like the narrative is always like they were awesome and they really fucked up. And I think that like the narrative is much closer that like they had a couple of weird fluke hits, but were probably always like, you know, those were the flukes.
Right.
And this is the baseline based on this guy's mind.
The thing that is in common with all their good games, Nintendo was breathing over their shoulder.
Right.
Yeah.
When you remove that, they are shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And and it's like quite literally. So like there's a Kotaku, like What Went Wrong article on this. And they talk about publisher problems being their main thing. You know, that's their issue, is like these relations with publishers and being bad about kind of sharing information and putting that down, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
So like it's literally just not having the right people breathe down their neck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not blameless in that though, because I haven't read this article, but I read on the Wikipedia page, they're talking about like, oh, after Disney acquired Marvel, which shouldn't have had any bearing on the X-Men anyway, because of that whole fucked up situation, they decided to cut the budget of the project without telling anybody involved with X-Men Destiny that they had less budget because they didn't want to hurt morale.
Yeah. it's you know, super fucked up. And then you have this like leadership thing. So this article, Ed McMillan on Kotaku, What Went Wrong with Silicon Knights X-Men Destiny, is one of the most like poorly written articles I've seen on a professional gaming website.
Andrew McMillan, you said the Isaac guy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get to him. Why are you talking about like release the last patch so I can have Switch booster pack items? But it's 6,500 words to say like a very, very scant amount of details on this. Like the details are interesting, but it just kind of repeats itself over and over. The details are amazing though. Like they would do these, like they would have their playtesters playing a build of this in their like little theater setup. And it would barely run and it was like super janky and the playtester like couldn't make progress. And Dennis Dyack would get real fixated. He's like, why is that van gray? No one would buy a gray van. Make it red. You know, like there should be more red lights in this. Like it's supposed to be dark and scary. You know, he's a baby. He seems like a baby, jock with money. You know, I'm money jock.
One of those bosses from the article that always feels like they have to do something in order to justify their being there.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no allowance.
The solution is not we need to fix the engine this is running on because it's stolen and that's why a court said this game has to be destroyed. But that's a real thing, by the way, just for anyone who doesn't know. This game is supposed to be destroyed via court order.
I was very surprised that I was able to find copies of it used on Amazon for Gary and I.
I think that it was meant to be like they could reasonably think this was going to be a big hit because it had been a long time since an X-Men game. Like X-Men went away for the amount of time you want a property to go away when you like kind of get midland.
Right.
So like in the PS2 era, like they had X-Men 3 the game and X-Men 2, X2 Wolverine the game, which are all like fine games, but are kind of like C++ B- games.
Right. Right.
And kind of underperformed, you know, so they were like, okay, let's let the property breathe, and then came back in 5 years, you know, and people, you know, understandably, like, you know, we're probably pretty hungry for X-Men shit, you know?
Yeah.
So
they just delivered more shit than X-Men.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want like literally Colossus leavings. I didn't want the ingots that Colossus leaves behind when he's,
oh no, you know, not choked down
that sideways bar of
poor shit. Guy. Poor Peter.
Have you seen any cutscenes with him in this game?
Absolutely not. No.
I am happy to have been meeting you. Like it's really like, over the top.
Like straight up Ivan.
Yeah.
So straight up Boris and Natasha kind of stuff.
He was better voice acted in the 90s X-Men arcade game.
Yeah. Or in like Deadpool or in the cartoon or like any other things. Like they make him. It's amazing that this game is written so poorly because like Mike Carey wrote Lucifer. Like Lucifer is super good. Mm-hmm. Like that's like a classic. Like that's a, you know, it's a really good comic.
Yeah.
So, and his X-Men run is fine. Like, it's pretty interesting. Like, it, there are parts where it is not, and it, there's some dodgy art, but like, it is a good run. So,
I mean, the question is how much of what he wrote ended up in the game, yes. because there are clearly cut scenes, but these guys had to do all the recording, all the voice direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dennis Dydak went in there and was like, he wouldn't say that. He should say something, you know, and then.
No, he did. David caged it, is what he did.
He might have some more Cajun on that. Yeah.
Just like, yep. David Cajun. Like, you will learn what it's like to be human, I guarantee. Welcome down to south of Detroit, Cher. It's time to learn what the good character we guys built.
David Cajun is definitely a thing I'm going to steal. I'm going to just say that right now.
It's like a good Twitter handle if anybody hasn't joined Twitter yet.
It's just quotes from David Cage games, but done in kind of like a Cajun patois phonetically.
Ooh. Just add Cher to the end of a couple David Cage quotes.
You got two souls up in that Nagamon, Cher.
Don't you be worrying no more, Cher. We got a system of a, or fuck, not system of a dead man, theory of a dead man. Why do I get so confused? Putting all my jokes.
System of a dead man.
I just lie here pretty much, and then I hear some more.
Why is that Obama? Why is Obama the front man of System of a Dead Man?
He narrates the audiobook that's the explainer.
Okay.
Like, it's appeared at the end of a Call of Duty? Was that Theory of a Dead Man?
I think they did in Fahrenheit at least, but I don't know Call of Duty. I think so though. Theory of a Dead Man.
I Googled for Theory of a Dead Man, and it auto completed a venue near me, and I'm very curious if they're coming by.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Well, I think you have a responsibility to go there and just yell like Fahrenheit. Like,
wait a minute. No, currently don't have any tickets on sale. But they come by Bogarts. The most recent time they were at Bogarts was on October 10th. So
I'm gonna take a Sharpie marker and write on a white t-shirt Theory of a Dead Man live at Bogarts and wear it around town. Yo, I saw him at Bogies. It was awesome.
Where's
was
Bogarts?
Weird. Yeah.
Just go to Teespring. Someone's probably made three designs of that.
Oh yeah. Before we even released the episode, we got a mole.
Yeah. Yep. David, my favorite
for official bootleg merchandise.
Oh yeah. Teespring, Redbubble, all those.
I'm drinking coffee out of a David Cajun coffee cup right now.
Mm.
It happened quick.
Oh man. So a common complaint about this game, and it's one that I feel very sympathetic to, is that you don't get to play as any actual X-Men.
Mm.
I think it's a bummer, right? Like, it was most pronounced during that Nightcrawler fight. You know, it's like, okay,
you can literally steal their genes and be them,
but like, get like a small buff to your mana regeneration by being
look, when I think Phoenix Force, I think casting faster.
Yeah.
not the whole destroying the universe and always coming back kind of thing. No.
Okay. Well, no, you respawn infinitely already, so.
Oh, true. Okay. We all have the Phoenix Force. Oh, that's a story. No,
but it was the Phoenix.
Mike Carey wrote in that back door.
the bigger thing that bothered me, like, that does bother me, but I also was bothered by the fact that like the way that you're splicing different X-Men's genes on yourself is never like actually explained.
No.
Like, this game straddles a weird line between like being faithful to the concepts of the source material and being like a Sega style arcade game with like huge graphics and combos and little, you know, in-world counters you walk through that tell you how many things you have left, and like just being able to like splice on gene powers in a very arcadey kind of way.
Yeah.
So you're going to hate this. There actually is a lore reason for the gene splicing.
Oh, I want
to
hear
that. It pays homage to the U-Men from New X-Men.
I knew the U-Men were in this. I guess that makes sense.
Huh. Yeah.
But it's weird that like the X-Men do it though, because the U-Men do it. It's like it's physical. Like the U-Men literally do like lung transplants.
Like morphing parts of a mutant onto themselves, not doing gene therapy. Yeah.
So wait, they're just kind of like they pick up one of Iceman's hairs and like thread it in, and they kind of tow me into being an Iceman? Like what?
It would be more
that's
like
how
you would
it works
steal
in this game.
And that's how, yeah, that's Yeah.
In the comic, they would just cut up mutants and like sew the bits onto themselves.
Like you would literally cut off Iceman's hands.
Okay.
And then cut off your own hands and stitch on Iceman's hands. And then the idea would be you'd have Iceman powers.
Okay.
Out of your hands.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like the U-Men are pretty sick. Yeah. The U-Men are great.
Yeah.
Grant Morrison. Then they eventually become kind of crap. Like everything Grant Morrison did for the X-Men, like gets co-opted later to like lesser effect.
Oh, true. True. Like, but, hey, what if Zorn was an actual character?
Of become the lesser effect of himself.
Would you, one more time.
Grant Morrison has kind of become the lesser version of himself at this point, though. Look at his heavy metal work or any of his recent miniseries.
Yeah, I'm not as into it. Like, I like them okay.
The Sci-Fi Channel made his last miniseries better.
Like, huh. I haven't watched Happy yet, but like comic Happy disappointed me good. A little bit. Yeah.
On TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
The comic is fine, but it doesn't feel like that, you know, this is great. Like I feel like up until
lifted up quite a bit.
Hmm.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned, so that was in Grant Morrison's run. I've read all of Grant Morrison's run. I feel like I would remember the U-Men, but
I feel like you should remember them too.
Issue arc.
Okay.
But they also turn out to be the main antagonist of the, you know, in the end, like the thing, like they come back, it gets all tied together. Like they're also the leader of the U-Men is the drug that the kids are inhaling.
Johnny Sublime. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the U-Men guy.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot about
Johnny, because I think it's just John in the comics, but I like that you call him Johnny because plus this additional familiarity.
Johnny Sublime sounds like a Dare mascot.
Do what Johnny Sublime does. Do not do what Jokey Sublime does. Yeah. That's a worse lime, not a.
Yeah, I could have sworn it was Johnny Sublime, but okay.
Yeah.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
That's a pretty good name too, let's be honest.
I'm being confrontational about
this. We're making our own knockoff X-Men here. We got David Cajun, Johnny Sublime.
Cyclops.
A centaur horse.
It's just one eye.
Yeah, he's just a singular unit of Cyclops. That's a Duckstream joke, but that was an ultimate Cyclops who was like during the drawing thing, which was the funniest thing that I thought it happened during our duck stream, but I was like very tired.
Yeah.
I was very into Ultimate Cyclops. Yeah. Something about that P, that hard P ending.
Cyclops.
Yeah. Cyclops.
I mean, like it has to be possible to make a good X-Men game where you don't play as one of the canonical X-Men, right? Because like, yes. as it stands in the, you know, like in this point, I kind of felt like I was doing something kind of enjoyable, like I'm solving a Picross while elsewhere in the same room, somebody's fucking. And it's like, I wish I wasn't. I mean, like, Picross is fine. I'd like to be the person who's fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, so you say yes, it's possible.
Yeah, yeah. I think, well, because the first, like, X-Men Legends game, like, you play as Magma, like, a really unknown X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets a lot of the same kind of effect across. And, like, it doesn't feel bad. Right. Like, it's fine. You know, or you actually don't start. You start as Wolverine rescuing her. Okay. She shows up. But she's your point of view character. You play as her for a large portion of the game. I feel like you can do that because, like, one, you need that point of view character. Like, playing as an unknown actually helps a lot. Like, if you just started the game as Wolverine with the X-Men, like, you wouldn't have anybody to, it'd feel clunky. The exposition would feel clunky.
But what if Wolverine had amnesia?
Well, the
but the tutorial main level is Japan.
Oh God. Like, it just, yeah, it's just like him, you know, just dead girlfriends. Mm-hmm. and their fathers who are getting revenge on him Madripoor years. The thing I would want is the thing that would make it cool as a non-X-Men is just having a lot of control over my guy.
Yeah,
like give me that, you know, DC universe or like the like City of Heroes like interface to create my guy and just play as like a teen joining the X-Men. Like here they give you the, instead of making you a blank slate, like what it's the same thing I've wanted for a long time, which is like the X-Men Elder Scrolls or the X-Men 0451 game.
Mm-hmm.
Like in this one, they give you three different backstories, none of which are like super interesting. Like, which one did I chose? The one was the guy who was the former bigot, because I was like, how are they gonna fucking do this one? Like, what are they gonna do? And the answer is, it's super stupid. Like, they don't. Like, it's really, really dumb. But who do you guys choose for your destiny?
I did Amy.
Mm-hmm.
The one was the young black boy because the DS one has less choice.
Okay.
Yeah. So we all played different, we chose different destinies. In the trick to the guy who I played, the bigot, was like he's got like a phantom dad. Like his dad used to abuse him and then he hears his dad's voice all the time. So he's got a ghost dad. And that's fine. You know, and like, I was like, okay, this is going to be a conflicted character. I bet this game with this reputation isn't going to pull it off. And the way they deal with it is just by not. So like, he's still just like, all the purifiers are his former teammates. Like, he was essentially in the like Marvel Universe version of the KKK.
And then his powers awoken
and he just decides to kill it's like fucking Poe Dameron all over again. Like, he just decides to gleefully kill all of his former teammates without even pausing.
I think you mean Finn. It's Finn who does that.
Oh, Finn.
So I played as Amy, and her parents like sent her away to America just because Japan was worse about mutants, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it manifests, like, at one point Kurt says, oh, I know your name because I knew your dad, he was a good man. And she's like, what kind of good man would send his daughter away? Like, okay,
yeah, just, I don't know. Didn't want you to end up in like a concentration camp, like,
yeah.
You know, and then what is the football guy's story? Like, is he just like, all the pictures just showed him like kind of happy to be there.
He's your stereotypical jock dude written by a bunch of Canadian nerds.
Okay.
Like, he walks right out of Degrassi.
Okay.
And like, so the DS one, you get a different character entirely.
Okay.
Who's that? The DS one varies because it's kind of a generic open world city thing. There's some level structure, but your bottom screen is a map for the most part. You explore around, and the choice system actually works out there because every time you make a choice, it changes some aspect of your powers.
Mm. Mm.
So like, one of the first ones is Wolverine and Sabretooth find you in the aftermath of the big event exploding San Francisco. And Wolverine, you're looking for your father figure. Wolverine's like, look, dude, help me save everyone. And, you know, your father figure will be in there. And Sabretooth just goes, what? Fuck this clown. You just need to go find him right now. Blow everyone else off.
Mm.
And so you get a new power after this. But if you choose good guy, you get knocked down and it's kind of like the stun. If you choose Sabretooth, you suddenly evolve fire powers that have blast damage.
You know, like Sabretooth.
Well, that's the thing. They don't limit the choices. It's just good or evil. You're basically doing a kind of, do I want to be more damaged? Do I want to be more kindly with my powers?
Gotcha.
So it's almost exactly what Infamous did.
Yeah, it's very Infamous-like. And it's easily the best version of the game because there's only the one character, so the story is written consistently all the way through.
Good.
You're not fighting. When you do a fight, it's basically going to be because you sided with one person over another, so you get variable bosses instead of just, well, everyone has to fight Wolverine, even if you've been teaming up with the X-Men.
Right.
That sounds great.
And the combat sucks, but it's a DS brawler. What do you expect?
Right.
The combat sucks in all versions.
Yeah. Right.
That sounds much better.
It's easily the best version, and I say that having tried them all now and regretting it.
So you say that. You also played the Wii version. You had played the 360 and PS3 one a while back. You also played the Wii version. Why?
Well, because at the time, they had just announced this is going to be destroyed, so I went, I need a copy of this.
Yeah.
And you also have to remember, I seek out the absolute worst things on those platforms. I've 100% at Sonic 2006 with the very hard DLC bonus.
Yeah. So
that game's not as bad as people tell you, by the way.
Just the loading screens make it a thing.
Oh, right? Yeah, the loading screens are intolerable, but if it had like maybe two more months of tightening the code, it'd be a pretty solid game, if not the stupidest plot by a mile.
Right. So what's crazy about the Wii version of this?
So the Wii version is the, you know, the next gen from then version, except everything is poop textures. Like, it looks like an N64 game.
And the like the next gen quote unquote version is not, it's not a very pretty game by and large.
No, but this thing looks like it came from the GameCube.
Okay.
At best. Mm. You don't have cutscenes. There's a couple of FMVs on the disc, but mostly they replace any in-engine cutscenes with very poorly drawn portraits talking at each other like a visual novel.
Oh no.
Yeah. So just all of a sudden the game will pause and you'll see these heads pop over things. And you go, is that Emma Frost or am I the blonde chick? Oh, crap. Because the art is really bad.
And it's no gray shakes on the PS3 version either. Like,
right.
Everyone's got a pretty bad like case of like half Dishonored face. You know, like a lot of like kind of like broken jawlines and like weird bridges of noses and stuff. And like the general design, like we talked about Nightcrawler earlier. Can we talk about his outfit for a second? Because
I mean, he's gone native for sure.
he really
look. If Charles Xavier dies, no one has any fashion on the team anymore. It's either got to be edgy uniforms or space twink, I guess, is what you would call Nightcrawler.
He's just that hat. Like he's just got that like plain old like mechanics hat.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I think about like a lot of things with Nightcrawler and just all the time. And that's not one of them. Like that just doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
This is weird, you know, and it doesn't match his, like, it's not like they rebranded his personality. Like when you run into Gambit, they at least kind of change him for the, you know, they made him like this neutral guy who runs the bad part of town or whatever. It's not, at least they made a full change in the character. Nightcrawler still acts like Nightcrawler. He's just dressed like, you know, I don't
party
know.
Boy.
Yeah,
like a party boy. Like he's dressed like party boy. Like not the titular party boy, but the one of the
capital
party squad.
Capital B party boy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
A singular unit of party boy.
We don't want to get sued by party boy.
Like party boy is, he's going to put on his litigious boy cap. and I'm litigious boy. Come here, lawyer boy.
I'm just imagining Nightcrawler teleporting around trying to catch the copies of this game and destroy them now.
Yeah.
Leaving them in the Dark Force dimension or whatever. Yeah. The Mephisto realm.
He brings the new guy for his shadow powers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Ugh. And everyone, here's another thing that like doesn't pay lip service to the source material in any way that bothered me, is no matter what your powers are, they involve like hyper agility.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can do those dumb, like shitty God of War building jumps.
Yeah.
With every character. So like, how does energy production, how does that help me go jump around like an idiot?
I was thinking that too, because you're playing as this hyper acrobatic person, you know, with like these counters and stuff, and I'm jumping around because obviously you jump. Yeah, that is very incongruous. I think that they just put that in so they could force you to do like these, you know, trendy at the time mantling sections, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at the Wii version and yes. Like this person is climbing up these ledges, like jumping up and down them, as the ledges are disappearing on a TikTok kind of thing. So it's like, oh, a timed platforming section in this action RPG. Great.
Yeah.
Well, those hide loading. That's how go from one 3D area to the other, is those one-way platforming sections that only get you over a pile of rubble.
Oh, that's actually really smart.
Other than the part where it plays like shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. I also didn't give Forge like a Native American voice actor. I don't like that either.
Oh, like that, you know, they erased him.
Yeah, like it's like pretty rare that you get like, you know, a Native American character in a game at all. Mm-hmm. And you know, Native American superhero, like it's not like there are tons of them. Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of them are in the X-Men, but there aren't, you know, like just proportionally. Yeah. You know, but he just sounds like you know, Guy Whitey Corngood. You know, I don't want him to like be like, you know, the spirits are angry or whatever. I just want him to have an accent.
Right. To, you know, to present somewhat as what the character is. Yeah.
It's a big part of Forge, man. Like he battles a demon bear over the skies of Dallas. Like it's like it's the defining thing about him other than, you know, machine shit.
Right.
So, and he's not like a minor character. Like he shows up only a couple times in the first couple hours, but I watched like most of a long play of this and like he shows up quite a bit. Because he's a great character for like a video game. Like he's very MacGuffin-y.
Right, right.
You know, like he can just make the technology do whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, cast it right.
Yeah. Man, this is really bad.
Yeah. It is. It's a
disappointing
bummer.
Disappointing on every level you could think of and more.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely had surprises. Like I said, I was expecting something a little bit better and then was surprised by how annoying it is. Like
to give a sense for how much Gary was looking forward to this. Like,
oh God.
I ordered this, you know, I ordered this off Amazon, ship it to Gary's house. I'm like, oh, it'll get here like January 1st to something or other. And you were like, I hope it gets here over the break so I can beat it.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just like very hard up for X-Men. I've been replaying X-Men Legends 1. Mm-hmm. I just recently beat Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2, which are not X-Men games, but I tend to play with X-Men in those games.
Right.
Because I like those X-Men. Going to replay through X-Men Legends 2 on my PSP after this. Like, I just, I'm in an X-Men mood. Love them X-Men.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I believe you.
give me the X-Men.
Eidos has the Avengers stuff, so we'll see if that turns into an Ultimate Alliance successor, but
that would be. I don't know
where the hell the game licenses are for X-Men right now.
I don't know either.
Activision just lost them again.
you guys are not, or like Cole, I know you like the X-Men, but you're not as big an X guy as I am. Are you an X-Men guy, Serg?
I dabbled in and out, and I have been off Big Two Comics pretty much since the last debacle involving Static. So it's been about 5 years now, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I haven't read any modern X-Men comics. It's all like childhood.
But I keep track of it. Yeah, I remember the 80s and 90s runs pretty crystal clear. I did New X-Men a little farther than that. There was also the absolute dreck, like the Draco.
Mm, oh, man. Yeah, Draco.
Hey, Cole, I've been trying to think of about the time that they were going to turn Nightcrawler into the Antichrist so radical Catholics could hold him up as the devil on earth and then rapture people with communion wafers that disintegrated them?
Yep.
What?
They plan to, they're the step one, install Nightcrawler as the Pope.
Okay.
Easy, right? Step two.
I have vague recollections of that.
Make his like image inducer thing fail at the precise moment that communion wafers that would disintegrate people would fire to fake the rapture.
Okay. To what end?
To like undermine the church, okay. To gain power. Like no good end. Chuck Austin end. Like
basically, Vatican I wanted to destroy Vatican II as best it could.
Yeah, because that happens.
Why would Kurt that's go actually along called?
With that? Isn't that storyline called a Holy War? Isn't the Draco the one where he goes to hell with it with his father?
Right, shit. The Draco is the one where you find out Satan has been screwing people to create mutants because that's how they'll get out of hell, which he's already doing to screw people to create mutants.
Why does
you just ruined the loop? I love running that plot by people and asking if they can spot the plot hole in it.
I'm sorry,
it's so fucking dumb. Like Satan,
who exists?
Essentially the Marvel Universe, not Mephisto, but like another one of the Marvel Universe staples of Satan's.
Okay.
Has been like
a deep Satan bench.
it's like it's many ankle deep. Okay. And has been like teleporting to Earth, like having sex with women. So they'll give birth to babies that look like Nightcrawler who have the power to teleport because that's what happens with his demon seed.
Okay. So that actually makes, I recall other Nightcrawlers somehow being made. I did not remember that. A, Nightcrawler was Pope, or B, they were little Satans.
There was the Abyss is apparently a Nightcrawler baby as well. Huh. And then so they can use all their powers to teleport Satan out so he can get out of hell. it's so, and like, actually, if you read it, like, it sounds kind of funny when you just like read the premise. If you actually read it, it is mind-numbingly boring bullshit.
I'm sure it's intolerable because it probably like falls into the dogma trap, right?
No, I wish. No. Like, it actually has
not
nothing.
Even that good.
Yeah, it's the current X-Men lineup just kind of like paling around hell, like fighting generic monsters and, you know, a lot of stuff with magic talking about demons, which like I like magic. That makes sense for her character. But like, boy, those are bad comics. Did you read the Romeo and Juliet one?
Yes, that's exactly where I was going to go. We had to bring that up.
Christ. Like,
so this is just Cole. Like, imagine that gesture where somebody just like rests their chin on the heels of their palms. Like, oh, like I'm just giving you one of those. Like, I'll tell me more.
Explain Chuck off
you
the
want
run
this
too.
One since I ruined the last. Go ahead.
The Guthries, which are like Cannonball and Paige Guthrie and stuff, they had another brother who Chuck Austin introduced, who has like angel wings again and has healing blood, or just has wings. He has a healing voice, I think, because they think they gave angel healing
blood. The original angel has blood that can cure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, literally, which is, this is all Chuck Austin shit. They've been involved in a Hatfields and the McCoys style feud for a long time. He falls in love with the opposing group, and they do this long riff on Romeo and Juliet with like long stretches where they're quoting it. But the Capulets in this have homemade mutant killing robots and suits of armor that they bring in. and it comes in at like a svelte like 7 issues and an epilogue.
So more than a trade. It's a trade plus.
Yeah, huge trade. He also did like Avengers shit too. Like
he didn't share my favorite part of that Romeo and Juliet adaptation.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. Yeah. So yeah, what is the part?
Which is the part where not Angel screws not Juliet in midair, and his parents are down below watching them fuck.
It does, and it's played for like serene beauty.
Yeah,
as opposed to torturing your parents.
How adorable! And it's like, no, Nana is watching you bone.
Yeah,
they made me watch. They made me watch.
I just think about skyboning, and like, it's one of the things I think about flying is like getting all those bugs in your teeth.
Uh huh.
Like, there's nothing that would bust my boner like getting a huge fucking locust in the eye.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think I could handle that. Like,
hey, don't yuck yums, man. Some people are into eye locusts.
Yeah.
just imagine a cloud brushing your ass, and how do you react to that?
Yeah, clouds are cold and heavy. Like, you don't need to have your ass misted. I mean, again, if you're into having your ass misted, like,
if you have your ass misted, you want to know it's coming, not accidentally fly a little too high and.
Yeah. It's also even just the logistics of it, because like she can't fly, so he's like carrying her. Like, you know, you'll watch a pornography and they'll have
person has way too much power over that person in this situation.
I always think of like the logistics. Like, I recognize that it's theoretically possible to have sex with somebody while holding them up, like holding them.
Right.
You know, like you'll see that sometimes, like some super buff dude will be, but it seems like pretty varsity, and this is like a shitty waif teen doing that. Like, where is this upper body strength coming from? To just like literally support all of this adult human female's weight while they skyfuck.
Yes. And again, with all the attendant kind of like loss of concentration that comes from that.
Yeah. Like, at the moment he comes, as he like, they just both drop like stones, like those birds that do that.
Yeah. He just stops minding the throttle and then flies right into the jet of an oncoming plane.
That's why the parents are wrong.
He falls right into Nana. Cause they're beneath them.
Yeah. That's why they're there. They're just going to get out the net. And catch them. So it's safe sex.
Yeah.
In the Guthrie household. There's a version of this with Cannonball where he just grabbed a woman and blasted her across the earth with it. There's a version with Paige where like somebody ripped off all of her skin with his teeth, and the parents are always there just to make sure it's okay.
Yeah,
there is. And I'm just going to touch on this briefly because we're about to hit time and this is so tangential. A subgenre where you can commission some actresses to do specific porn, but they will get paid by lonely nerds to do accurate comic character with powers and everything scenarios.
Oh, I believe it, like a clips for sale kind of thing.
Insane things if you can ever find them. Well, like Scarlet Witch versus Zatanna magic dueling lesbianism. Except someone has clearly written this out in ways where they're like, this is how these powers would interact. So and there's just this $2 After Effects CGI between the boning.
What a dream job.
Yeah. It's amazing that there's like, I've looked into the actual cost that these people make per this, and holy crap, you could support yourself.
It's always amazing what people will spend that kind of money on for boner times. Like, this is too long of a conversation again, too late in this episode, but we've like talked about that where like I have a sympathy for people who have a fetish that is impossible.
Right.
You know, and it's like if you make
files for those people, it's great money for me, but oh man, do you hear some weird shit?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, whatever the closest, you know, and that like they get closer to, you know, that's closer to them getting their fantasy than people, you know, other people have things that are more impossible, I feel like.
Right.
Like you can at least like through CG make that a visual like approximation of it.
Yeah.
So
I can make you feel like you're getting bored. It works.
Yes.
Yeah. Cost $80.
$80. You need to charge more, my friend.
I probably do, but this is the side gig.
Yeah.
This is the gig I can talk about on a podcast. The other one I have NDAs.
Oh man.
Well, Dennis Dyack, we await your response to all of it.
We will meet at an agreed upon neutral location.
Yep. In order to debate.
We're all just going to go to a Tim Hortons and get shanked.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. You don't want to go to Tim Hortons anymore. That guy's an asshole. What? Like, they just did a whole thing about like this big whiny letter about the raised minimum wage.
Oh,
thing. And like, just like basically a Canadian Papa John.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he's a shithead and they just cut like tons and tons of very elemental benefits for people in the waste. Like, it is a big crybaby move because of this raised to minimum wage of $14 or $14.
That sucks. I really enjoy their coffee.
Well, you're going to have to.
I mean, good go literally anywhere else that serves coffee. Yeah. I'm not like inconvenienced by it. That's just
Yeah. You have to do an espionage to get their secret recipe.
And then it's 7-Eleven blend with a little bit of sugar in it.
Okay.
Yeah, the secret ingredient is sugar. That's what makes this sweet.
And that's what makes it spapeggy and meatballs.
Zerg, thank you for joining us, and thank you for suggesting this and your support. We really appreciate that.
Hey, I do my damnedest, and sometimes I damn us all.
Yeah. You have damned us all. It was a good damning. I'm glad that I can cross this off the list, and now I know.
Hey, Gary, can you lock that door that's behind you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Blanket party time. Hey, sir, you've really hurt us a lot with all these games you put in.
Yeah.
Okay. Unlock the door. It's fine.
I sincerely had to figure something when I was suggesting for this. Like, what can I do that is not horrendous?
Ian just wasn't going to get like sidetrack us into like a philosophical discussion about like the merits of youth and.
I don't intend for those things to happen. I think this game is completely bonkers, but then I realize, I've spent let me see what my Steam clock says here.
It's gonna be too much, guys.
26 hours on Gender Bender DNA Twister Extreme. Yeah. So it's like, I've seen a lot more of that than you guys did.
I'm sure.
That's a lot.
Whew. But yeah, we really appreciate it. And it's been good to have you on.
Yeah. Where can people find you online if they are interested in following your adventures? You mentioned that you were going to do a licensed game project of some kind.
So by the time this episode comes out, GIF, we're assuming at least a week out, the website hellscaper.com should be up and running, which is going to be a repository for a lot of projects I've been working on for about a year.
Awesome. Yeah. Everybody look forward to that.
If you ever wanted to hear much more depth on bad, obscure, terrible, or just weird games than you are ever going to get here and in written form, I'm your guy. Forbes Corporate Warrior, coming soon.
What? Yeah.
Oh, it's the Forbes FPS from the 90s.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Have you done Left Behind Tribulation Forces?
I have played all three Left Behind games.
Okay, good. I figured you have. I've only played Tribulation Forces, and I have to say that one's my favorite.
you mean the RTS series where they bake in bad gender norms into the mechanics?
That's the least of what they bake in.
Evil Side trains their units at colleges and also can't
musicians.
Win.
Musicians are literally the devil's tool.
Yep. Yeah. Damn art in college.
Wow.
Check out hellscaper dot scraper or scaper
scaper
sorry. Scaper hellscaper dot yes. And then with a dot what's your it's extension com. Dot com hellscaper.com check that out.
I got the dot com.
That's fantastic.
I had to jump on that when I saw that URL.
that's definitely a good one. It's easy to it'll stick out. Thank you very much. If you like this show, if you want to support us and possibly guest on an episode and dictate an episode, you can find out information about all that stuff at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Leave us a rating or review. We really appreciate it when people do that.
And if you join us on Patreon, you can join our Slack channel and talk to Zerg.
Hello.
As well as us, but also Zerg.
just before we recorded, there was a lively conversation that Zerg was involved in about the Sailor Moon games.
So that's true, they're
all good but the RPG.
I that actually comports with my experience pretty well, because my friend Derek and I were big Sailor Moon people and played a lot of those.
The fighting games are great, and the strange puzzle game is actually really cool. It's like a bizarre magical drop.
And the Doom mod where you use Luna as a chainsaw is chef fingers.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm getting a link to that real quick.
Good shit. Until next time, the X-Men don't have a dog.
Who is Lockjaw?
Who's Lockjaw? There we go. Now, yeah, with the new Marvel, where they're fucking wrapping the Inhumans into the X-Men.
They're already canceled.
Yeah, I know. They tried.
They tried with a budget of $10 and a wig.
Yeah. Yeah. But they got Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah, I guess he's not doing it.